You're listening to If These Walls Could Talk. I'm Sam Pike. Did you know that there's a building that's invisible? And that once you move beyond those invisible doors, you might meet something unexpected. Okay, enough riddles. Amber Blaze has brought us tales from her favorite Denver spot, Invisible City. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking?
My name is Amber Blaze.
Amber Blaze, you have come bearing gifts of an architecture story, and I would like to partake.
Awesome.
Enlighten me.
I would like to tell you about Invisible City, which is here in Denver on Colfax and Julian Street, which is a side of town that I don't usually go to or never really went to until recently.
What's the name of that neighborhood? Because it's right by the, basically by the football stadium, right?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you not go over there before?
I guess I'm kind of exploring Denver in like circles. Like I grew up in North Glen, which is right outside of Denver. So I grew up coming to Denver, but I never really spent a lot of time like in the city. And actually growing up, it was kind of a scary place for like a lone little woman to wander around in. And so now it feels a little bit better to me that I've started exploring and lived in different parts of the city, and I've got these like ripples out in my exploration, and so this is like the next phase of that.
Oh, that's fun. Well, and what took you over there in the first place, and how does one find an invisible city?
Well, Invisible City took me over there, and it is actually an old synagogue, and it's a beautiful building that has been inhabited by artists basically ever since it stopped being a synagogue. And I don't know, it's a really wonderful place, and now it's run by Paul Laurie, who is super into the arts and then has resident artists there. So Rainbow Militia is my circus, which I love.
And so for folks who have never experienced a circus outside of like the big tent, what do you mean when you say circus?
So if you come to Invisible City, you'll see us doing a lot of aerial dance, which is the stuff on the silks. So if you think of Cirque du Soleil, it's things like that. We also rig up other apparatus like liras, which are the big metal hoops, or trapezes. But we also do stilt walking and acrobatics and contortion and all kinds of crazy things that you can do with your body. I don't know. They're really amazing.
And you do it out of this old synagogue.
We do. We're the resident circus in the synagogue. There's also a resident accordion player and a resident ballerina. And we all come together and kind of curate the space and put on amazing events. There's a resident chef and a resident mixologist and a jewelry designer. And we're all just like part of this team that makes Invisible City into this awesome hub for the arts in Denver.
Yeah, so with such an eclectic group of talents there, like what's possible in a space? Because it sounds like you all have reimagined something that once was a religious place, a place of worship, then it was kind of like a functional yet artistic place, and now what are you turning it into?
It's a private residence, but it's also a place where magical events happen. So I have been to weddings, I've been to dance parties, and I've been to just dinners with 50 people and meditation and beautiful things happening around the room. So it's just this space that kind of incubates really kind of heartwarming and things that spark your imagination.
So if somebody's mesmerized by your description, is it open to the public, or is this something that you just kind of have to know somebody?
It is open to the public in that it's like a members-only club, but anyone can be a member, so technically, yes.
Cool.
And every Tuesday, they do an open cafe, so you can just go and work from there anytime.
Oh, nice.
And then in the evening, we do a happy hour that has aerial dance and live music and delicious food, and it's different music every week, and we work with a gypsy jazz band and Jen Cordy and Lady Gang, and there is an Irish music jam and a jazz quartet, so it's always different and fun.
All right, so people need to check out Invisible City.
Yes.
And they need to look into you, Amber Blaze, Rainbow Militia.
Yes.
And That's fantastic. Thanks for coming to tell me about it.
Yay!
If These Walls Could Talk is brought to you by Denver Architecture Foundation and the Denver Public Library. Editing by Josh Wright and Erica Prather. Our portable cardboard recording booth was designed and built by Extra Vitamins. The Blair Caldwell African American Research Library hosted us this year. If you have questions or comments, please reach out. You can contact us by emailing hello@denverarchitecture.org. And I'm Sam Pike, your host. Thank you for listening.